Hi everyone, it's Darusha here, and this is the NaNoWriMo podcast for 2007. It is November 23rd. I am here by myself today. Stevens couldn't be with me today. He's off at work. Ugh, who would want to do that? So it's just me. He had a minor meltdown last night. It's getting towards the end of NaNoWriMo when either things start just sort of flowing along really nicely or not. I think I'm on the nicely side of things. He's maybe on the not so nicely side of things. It wasn't actually really the story so much that was getting to him or the writing, but I think all of those other things that you just kind of put on the back burner throughout November sort of came crashing down. So we were going to do the show last night, but instead got a bunch of other stuff done. I know he got a bunch of words written, so that helped too. And so I think everybody's back on track. And so I'm doing the show for you today. It's just me. Yay, me. We're getting towards the end of things, and I hope everyone's coming along. I know we had a request for some inspiration if you're not doing so well, if you're not on track. And actually, I'll sort of talk about some of the stuff that we talked about last night, actually, about that. Certainly, I think part of the point of NaNoWriMo is you set yourself a goal, a real-life deadline, and number of words, and I think most people, when they start out, that's what they're trying to do. But I know there's other people who, you know, you're competing with yourself, right? So what you're trying to accomplish is going to be different for everybody. I mean, for most people, probably it's 50,000 words. It's as simple as that. For other people, it's 50,000 good words. For other people, it's, you know, writing anything of any length at all. The first NaNoWriMo that I did, I had never written anything longer than like a 20-page term paper. No fiction, no nonfiction, no nothing. And I didn't think I had 50,000 words in me. I really didn't. I did not think that it was possible for me to succeed to write 50,000 words on any one topic. It wasn't the time frame. I wasn't working at the time. I mean, I had no problem finishing the numbers, but it was keeping it all together with one thing. And I didn't think I was going to be able to do it, and I did, and it was like the most amazing thing. So it depends on what it is that you're actually trying to get out of NaNo as to what it is that success is. And one of the things that I said yesterday to Steve when we were talking about stuff was that really, and I do believe this, particularly with respect to NaNoWriMo, is that success is whatever it is that your definition of success for NaNoWriMo is. Success is not the important part. In this case, it is just about trying. It's a weird thing to try. I mean, even if you are a writer, even if you're a professional writer or you write all the time, to say that you're going to dedicate a month to doing something for which you're probably not being paid, for which you're probably not being recognized except for within the NaNoWriMo community, and maybe you have some good friends and family around you, to do something that's solitary, really, fundamentally, and very personal, it's unusual. And just making the effort to do that, which, I mean, it's the 23rd of November. If you're still listening, you're probably still doing it. That's huge. So if you know you're not going to make 50,000, or you know that whatever secret or not so secret other goal you set for yourself for this month isn't going to happen, don't beat yourself up too much about it, because really, the fact that you've put, you know, 23 days worth of effort into something that's kind of strange and different and important to you, that's pretty good. So there you go. That's my words of wisdom today. Take them for whatever it is that they're worth. I've got another excerpt for you, so I'm going to get on that. It's a bit of a long one, and I certainly enjoyed reading this, so I hope you guys like it too, and I'm just going to get right into that. This is Roni's excerpt from her NaNoWriMo novel called Sleep Inertia in the Land of Milk and Honey. His first full day at the kibbutz was considered job training. He spent 8 hours watching Zvi pull the lever and push the button. Zvi was about 1 million years old and not very talkative. He had apparently been running the cable cars for the past 11 years, and was now looking forward to retirement. Not that Arne learned this information from the old man. To kill the boredom, Arne had managed to read everything in the control booth. Zvi didn't seem to mind when Arne picked up the logbook and began flipping through it. In fact, Arne got the impression that there was nothing in the world he could possibly do that Zvi would mind. The logbook went back 11 years, and though Arne couldn't read Hebrew very well, he could easily make out Zvi's name beside every entry in the book. As for Zvi's retirement, Zipporah, the kibbutz social director, had invited Arnie to the upcoming retirement party when Arnie first arrived. She told him that Zvi was very excited about it, but it was hard to imagine the old man being excited about anything. Arnie arrived for duty, as instructed, at 9 o'clock the next day. He'd eaten a hearty kibbutz breakfast of smoked fish, cheese, and salad, and was looking forward to a long, quiet day of watching the sun reflect off the water while pushing the button and pulling the lever. Zvi handed over the control booth keys with a grunt before stabbing a finger at the next line in the logbook to indicate the place where Arnie should write his name. The first group of tourists to arrive was a bus full of schoolchildren from Rushpina. The children were off the bus, running in exuberant circles while the teachers laughed and tried to herd them toward the cable cars. Arnie had learned from his prior kibbutz experiences that, according to Israeli law, all groups of children had to be accompanied by at least one armed guard. This group had two, smoking cigarettes and talking as they walked behind the kids. Arnie waited until the kids and teacher were safely on board with their guards, and pushed the button to close the cable car doors. Then he pulled the lever, and the car started to move. Or rather, that was what it was supposed to do. Instead, it gave a mighty lurch, and then hung suspended 300 meters above the water. Arne felt a tightening in his chest. He'd watched Zvi do this dozens of times yesterday, and the car had always moved smoothly away down the cables. Not once had it even remotely lurched. The car occupants turned expectantly towards Arne. In his head, Arne saw horrible visions of the car plummeting to the rocks below. It must have shown on his face, because soon the car was full of crying children, and the teachers didn't look so confident either. One of the guards dropped his cigarette and firmly clutched at the sill of the nearest window. Arnie tried pulling the lever back to its original position, and the console made a horrible grinding sound that conjured visions of irreparably damaged gears and cogs. It took Arnie a few seconds to work up the courage to try moving the lever back in the other direction again. It wasn't budging, and neither was the cable car. At this point, it became apparent to Arnie that there was a massive hole in his training. It should have included something like, "If anything goes wrong, use this radio to contact the kibbutz," or, "Do you have a cell phone? Here's my number if you have any questions or run into any problems." Unfortunately, there was no radio, and he didn't have a cell phone. He was staring at the cable car packed to the gills with panicking school kids, and he had no idea what to do. Arne fled the control booth. He ran as fast as he could up the hill towards the kibbutz guardhouse, where, thankfully, there was an English speaker on duty. Arnie breathlessly explained the situation, and after a brief radio exchange, the guard told him to go back to the control booth and wait for Zvi. As it turned out, Arnie had been wrong about Zvi. The old man proved to be very capable of getting excited. He arrived at the booth with every artery in his body visible. His mustache bristled straight out from his face as he stormed over to the console. He grabbed the lever and gave it a shove that could have moved a mountain. The lever didn't move a millimeter. He grabbed a socket wrench from under the console and shot Arne a dirty look as he stomped past him out to the control booth door and over to the cable car, which was just out of reach of the platform. He knelt down and opened a panel in the floor of the platform, inserted the socket wrench, and started cranking away at some unseen mechanism. Arne didn't know what to do. He looked uncertainly at the cable car passengers. They had calmed down considerably now that someone with an air of competence had appeared on the scene. The guard looked at him and shook his head slowly back and forth in a way that made Arne nervous. One of the little girls stuck her tongue out at him. The cable car began to move slowly back towards the platform. So catching up on the feedback from the last couple of shows, turns out that it was Brian and Jotacon who were the ones who asked for more stuff about our stories, which we gave to you happily in our last episode. And Bobby John quite liked that on the water show, and he's the one who was asking for inspiration for what to do when you're behind, and hopefully that will be helpful. And Stephen Ray Orr likes to hear me say his name. Yes, he certainly does that, Stephen Ray Orr. So that's that. We'd love to hear from you. Leave comments on the website. You can send email, and you can always click that call me button. That's something you can do. Don't have any plot bunnies for you today. That's more Stephen's thing than mine. But I found a couple of things. They're not really tips or anything, but a couple of things on the NaNoWriMo website that I had been looking for, and one was just new. If you are writing science fiction and you're paying any, well, whether or not you're paying any attention to the science fiction forum, which I obviously hadn't been, one of the posters there has made this really cool chart where you you just have to reply to the forum thread and his bot will scrape the forum and add you to his chart. And it's got like all the science fiction writers. We've all got our like color-coded lines and it shows you where you are and there's a line on the chart and it's like this huge blob of color to see who's going fast and who's going slow and how your progress is going day by day and stuff like that. It's actually pretty cool. And one of the neat things on it is some of the people, you can see who you're close to, like who you're kind of, if you're a competitive person, who you're competing with. And apparently some people have been using that as a motivational technique. So instead of like worrying about, you know, the guy who's already written 150,000 words or someone who's barely started, you can actually find people who are sort of, you know, doing the same sort of thing you are, writing at the same pace you are and compete with them. So that's pretty cool, and there will be a link. You can find that on the science fiction forum of the NaNoWriMo website, but I'll put a link to the forum post, but also to the actual chart if you just want to go check that out. And something that I was actually looking for all year, and maybe I just missed the memo, but in years past, NaNoWriMo websites put up this like progress report where it's like basically a table of what your word count is every day based on what you've entered onto the website. And it gives you, like, you know, are you ahead of schedule, are you behind schedule? If you keep writing at this pace, how many words a day do you need to write to finish on November 30th, blah, 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 blah. Last year, I was, like, I was obsessed with that thing. And I looked at it probably, like, every time I updated my word count, I would go and look at my progress report. Because I just wanted to see the number of words that I had to write per day shrinking. That's all I wanted was, like, I don't know, for some reason, like, 1,600 is just, even though I write it a lot, more than that even, it just seems like too much. So when I was like, oh, I want to get it down to under 1,500, I know I can do that, or, you know. So, of course, I haven't been following that. So now I finally found it. I'll link to that on the website. And the way it is it's just a URL, and at the end of it, you just plunk in your user ID, not the name, but the number from the NaNoWriMo website, and that gives you your progress report. So what I'll do is I'll link to mine, and then you can just copy your own URL or your own user ID into there and get your own exciting progress report. I wish I'd had that all along. Things would be so different. Anyway, there it is. Maybe I'm the last person in the world to know about it, but in case I'm not, there it is. Okay, that's all I have for you today. I hope everything's going well. There's only 7 more days left of NaNoWriMo. Very exciting. I hope all is going well. I hope none of you out there are having little meltdowns, but if you are, it's okay. Everything's fine. Nothing's going wrong. It's all good. Well done. Hooray for everyone. The theme music is Dragon Dance by Shiva in Exile. You can get that and other fantastic tunes at magnatune.com, where you get to pay what you want. And our website is nanowrimopodcast.blogspot.com. You can leave comments there. You can listen to old shows if you're so inclined. If you're, you know, done your word count or just procrastinating, oh, there's 3 years. This is the 3rd year I'm doing it. 3 years of archives there. Go check it out. You'll hear things, how things were different before. And of course, there's that call me button that nobody ever pushes. And of course, I keep those emails coming. I do love to get your email. You can send me email at darushaplusnanowrimo@gmail.com. That's all I have. Maybe what I'll do is I'll go do some writing. That's a really good idea. Yeah, I'm going to go right now. Okay, talk to you guys later. Bye.